Introduction. Mount Rushmore. Borglum and his 400 workers started cutting the heads of four great presidents into the face of the mountain. From the top of Mount Rushmore, the heads of four great presidents of the United States look down on the world below. It is one of the biggest and most famous sculptures in the world. But why is it there? It was the idea of South Dakota's state historian, Dwayne Robinson, in 1923. A mountain sculpture of famous people from history will bring a lot of visitors to our state, he said. Some South Dakota politicians agreed, so Robinson looked for a sculptor. He found Gutzon Borglum. When he was younger, Borglum was a student of the great French sculptor Auguste Rodin. Now he was famous in the United States. Borglum was very excited about Robinson's idea. He planned to make the sculpture of his country's greatest presidents and wanted it on Mount Rushmore. But nobody wanted to pay for it. 4 years later, the U.S. president, Calvin Coolidge, came to the mountains of South Dakota on vacation. He met Borglum and talked to him about Mount Rushmore. He loved the idea. The government will pay for the sculpture, he said. In October 1927, the work began. Borglum and his 400 workers started cutting the heads of four great presidents into the face of the mountain. Sometimes they stopped because there was no money. At other times, there were problems with the weather. The work took many years. In March 1941, Gutzon Borglum died, but his son, Lincoln Borglum, worked in his father's place. 8 months later, the Mount Rushmore sculpture was ready. The work took 14 years and cost $1 million. Each president's face is 18 meters high and has a 6-meter nose. At the beginning, Jefferson's head was to the left of Washington's. But the sculpture didn't look right, so Borglum started Jefferson's head again in a different place. Borglum wanted his sculpture to look good for a very long time, so he made the heads too big. The wind and rain will cut into it a little every year, he said. It will look best after 300,000 years. Today, Mount Rushmore has about 3 million visitors every year.